بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. And this world is a place of examination. Allah is testing us to see how obedient we are to Allah Rabbul Izzat, how much of good actions we are doing that is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or are we faltering and doing evil deeds and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah has made certain things fard, compulsory upon us, and Allah expects us to carry out those injunctions. And there are those things which Allah has made haram. Allah has prohibited those things which we should abstain totally from. So every single moment in our life, we have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Har lamha, Allah ko razi karna. Not a second should we spend in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ وَحُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِشَهَوَاتِ. Jannat is veiled, it is covered, it is surrounded by makarih. Makarih means those things that generally the nafs is not very inclined towards. The nafs finds difficulty to do those things. For example, Allah commands us to make wudu. So on a cold day, a person has to come out of his bed, especially in those cold areas, and then make wudu in the morning. The menfolk have to go for fajr salah to the masjid. So it is something that is not so liked by the nafs, not desired by the nafs. Hence it is difficult. Like that a person has to keep roza in the month of Ramadan, hajj, etc. So there are those things which are difficult for the nafs. But when a person does those things which Allah has made incumbent upon him, then he is going to tear that barrier, that curtain, that veil, and go into Jannah. And similarly, Jahannam is also surrounded, it has a curtain, a veil, bishahawat, which those things that the nafs moves and is inclined towards. Those desires, those things that the nafs looks forward towards, those temptations, those things that lures the nafs towards it, attracts the nafs. A person is watching TV and the adhan is called out, but it's such a program that he's so engrossed with, so he ignores the call to adhan, and his nafs tells him, okay, you can read your salat later on, finish this program. Don't miss this main scene or this goal that they're going to score. It's your favorite team. So the nafs will pull him towards this, which is known as shahawat, evil temptation. A person is tempted towards viewing some haram material, is enjoying himself or herself. Few minutes of lazzat, shahawat, he's become so immersed in it. So when a person does these things, then he's tearing that barrier, and then he plunges into Jahannam. May Allah protect us. So Allah has made certain things compulsory upon us, and Allah has made some things haram upon us. Some things are halal, and some things are haram. Allah gives us some certain injunctions that we have to carry out, execute, and Allah has stopped us from many things that we have to refrain from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely full of compassion, love. And these things that Allah has made incumbent upon us, and Allah has put these prohibitions upon us, is for a temporary period. It's not forever and ever. This entire world is for a temporary period, and the everlasting world is the hereafter. So this is the imtihan ga, the place of examination, the hall of examination. And once we pass this test, then forever and ever we are going to enjoy ourselves in Jannah. But if a person fails, Allah forbid, then the person perpetually will be burning in the fire of Jahannam. Take a simple example, which Arif Billah Zaki Makhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi had mentioned many times. He says, that look at the example of a child who is not well. The child has got stomach cramps, child has got diarrhea. So there are certain foods that the mother says that do not eat this, it's very hot for your stomach. You're going to suffer. Your stomach is going to pain. Perhaps the mother has made some Sikh kebabs, Shami kebabs. It's prepared. And she's got other children also sitting around the table. This child is not well. The child is also sitting there. And he can smell that very nice kebab that is prepared. His mouth is watering. So he tells his mother, he pleads to his mother, ah, oh my beloved mother, Ammi, let me just taste one, let me have one. The mother, with love and compassion, she tells him, Beta, I promise you, for now, just refrain from it. Just a few more days until you get better. Once you are better, I will give you how many kebabs you want. Although it is so difficult for the child now to resist the temptation, because his brothers and sisters, the siblings are all eating and enjoying themselves. Imagine the pain he has to endure at that moment. Watching everybody enjoying those things, and he is unable to eat because the mother has prohibited him for his own good. But once he's better, then the mother gives him whatever he wants and how much kebabs he wants to eat. My respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a similar way, Allah has made certain things haram for us. The disbelievers may be enjoying those things, those pleasures, and those entertainments. But you and I have been prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from those things for that short period of time. Once we pass this test, in the year after, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. There is no prohibition whatsoever in Jannah. Allah says, whatever your heart desires, whatever your heart desires, now you can eat, you can enjoy. It's only merriment and happiness. Imagine the mother, her compassion, she gives the child whatever the child wants, when once the child is better. Well, Allah, who is the Khaliq, the true Khaliq, the Raziq, who is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. If we apply that burden on our nafs and we suppress our desires and we do not move towards that haram which Allah has placed and made haram upon us, for this short period of life in this world, will Allah not give us in the hereafter those beautiful enjoyments? The mother in this world is prepared to give a child. Will Allah go against his promise? Never. The last person to be removed from Jahannam. Last person. There are several narrations. And I will just give you the gist. The last believer, because of his sins, he was gone to Jahannam. He was sent into Jahannam. And for the number of years he spent until now, he is purified from his sins. He has received his punishment in Jahannam. Finally, Allah removes him from Jahannam. But his face is still facing towards Jahannam. And he pleads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, oh my Allah, qashabani rihuha. Oh Allah, the scorching heat of Jahannam. It is burning my face. I can feel the heat of the flames of Jahannam. It is giving me takleef. Oh my Allah, please let me turn my back towards Jahannam and face towards the direction of Jannah. And Allah will see, if I do that, then I know you're going to ask me more and more. You promise me you won't ask me any more favors. And the person promises, Allah, I won't ask you anything. Just do, let me do this. Just give me this favor. So Allah turns his face away from Jahannam. And now he's facing Jannah. And then suddenly he sees a tree, a beautiful tree. And then he begs Allah, oh my Allah, take me close to the tree. Allah says, sees, Ya Ibn Adam, you're a ghaddar. You speak lies. You make promises. You break those promises. Oh Allah, please, he'll beg. Finally he's taken to the first tree, then a second tree, and then the third tree. Each time he's pleading to Allah Ta'ala. When he's taken now right to the doors, or right to the entrance of Jannah and Paradise. And now he looks at Jannah. And of course the desire is that he must enter into Jannah. And he asks Allah, oh Allah, let me just enter Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala then tells him that for you is the entire world, 10 times more the entire world. First Allah tells him, go into Jannah. And he goes into Jannah, it seems as though it is full. خُيِّرَ إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهَا مَلْآءٌ. It is full. Oh Allah, it's full. Allah says, enter into Jannah. For you is 10 times more than the entire world. And then he goes into Jannah. This is the last person coming out of Jahannam and he goes into Jannah. Imagine how huge and how big and massive his Jannah is in paradise. His home is in paradise. 10 times more than this dunya. So my respected brothers and elders, oh mothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all these promises. That little while, you have to refrain, stay away from the sinful kebabs of this world. The kebabs that are inviting us, and those haram things inviting us towards this pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We are tempted, the person's mouth is watering, but he has to apply that pressure on himself, on his nafs, and say, la to it, la. Why? Because my Allah is going to become naraz with me. And then Allah will give us those pleasures. Allah is the Khaliq, of Shakkar, Allah Ta'ala, our respected Shaykh used to say, Rahmatullah Ali, that Khaliq is Shakkar here. Allah is the Khaliq of sugar. In sugar, how much of sweetness we have? We say it is so sweet like sugar or like honey. Imagine the creator of sugar. What sweetness there is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mubarak and blessed name. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, we will take the name of Allah ta'ala and let us bring the sweetness on our tongue. Ponder over Allah ta'ala's greatness. Ponder over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might, Allah's qudrat. And all those things that Allah has made compulsory upon us that we have to bring into our life. And all those things that Allah has made haram upon us, we have to make that effort and take that courage to refrain from all those things. Then we will get the true benefit of the dhikr that we are making. Then we become true obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه، الله 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 الله. ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك شكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم ارحم غناؤكم معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. يا الله ہم بہت گنہگار ہیں, يا الله ہم سیاہکار ہیں, يا الله ہم مجرم ہیں, يا الله ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں, يا الله ہم معافی چاہتے ہیں. يا الله forgive us my Allah, يا الله you love to forgive my Allah, يا الله you are عفو and كريم my Allah, تحب العفو, يا الله forgive us my Allah, every single sin we committed my Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah, we committed so many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we made tawbah. Oh, my Allah, we promised you, Ya Allah, we won't go back to those sins, my Allah. But my Allah, after committing those sins and after making tawbah, oh, my Allah, we slipped again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we persist in those sins. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us persist in those sins again, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, never to go back to those sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah, to refrain from every haram, my Allah. Whether it is haram with the sight, with the ears, my Allah. With the hearing, with tasting, or with our fingers, my Allah. Or with our feet, my Allah. Or our hands, my Allah. Or our heart, or our mind. Ya Allah, with any lamb, my Allah, we are committing any gunas, my Allah. We beg you, my Allah. Allah, we beseech your help, my Allah. Allah, we implore you and beg you, my Allah. Give us the taqat and the himmah to refrain from all those actions that are going to earn your displeasure, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Give us a kamil iman, my Allah. Tawfiq of amal salihah, my Allah. With ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. According to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove this virus and pandemic, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, different things are taking place in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, only you know best when Qiyamah is going to take place, my Allah. Only you know when Maut is going to strike, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of changing our life for better, my Allah. Help us, my Allah, to cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, it is only you who can help us. It is only you who can purify us, my Allah. Hum gande hai, Ya Allah. ہم نالائق ہیں یا اللہ. یا اللہ, you make our dils مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ, my Allah. اللہم آت نفوسنا تقواہا وزکیہا انت خیر من زکاہا انت ولیہا ومولاہا. یا اللہ, all those who have requested duas, answer all the jais murad. So many are sick in hospitals, my Allah. Every single day, my Allah, we are seeing people who are sick, we are hearing of people who are sick, my Allah. So many janazas, Ya Allah, again we are seeing, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, we all have to return to you, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them, my Allah. So many have left behind masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all those who are sick, grant them kamil shifa. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Protect us all from these viruses and these deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to kamzor hai, my Allah. Make us reach you, my Allah, to the road of shukr, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are pining, ya Allah. Our desire and tamanna, my Allah, is to make ziyarat of Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have been made mahroom for a long time now, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of our weaknesses, our gunas, our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, call us to your house again, my Allah. Open your doors of rahmat for us. Make it be with afiyat, with sihat, with ease, without any difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it pour from the heavens, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters of marriageable age, young boys, young girls, my Allah. They're looking for suitable partners, my Allah. They do not want to commit zina, my Allah. You find them suitable partners, my Allah. Grant them a blissful marriage full of taqwa, my Allah. And the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lives. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our wives, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Ya Allah, whatever parishani the ummah is going through, my Allah. In different parts of the world, my Allah. Remove the parishani, my Allah. Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Make us be on haqq in hidayat, my Allah. Make us become hadin mahdiyin, my Allah. Don't make us become those who are astray and leading others astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be among those who you love, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us among those who you despise, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthul water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.